Canada is not immune to racism either. We're going to talk about it today, along with the good work being done by celebrities here in Canada.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Meanwhile in Canada. My name is Kyle Bowen. Most importantly, that dude right there sipping on. What are you sipping on, Trevor?
Okay. What's going on, Kyle? I am sipping on Tree Brewing. Okay. And it's just a normal Pilsner, you know? It's got the mixed pack. Hadn't tried Tree Brewing from Kelowna, BC before, so thought I'd give her a whirl, man.
All right. That's Trevor Beggs. Once again, Meanwhile in Canada, the show about two dumbasses, two uneducated people who call Canada home, wanting to learn more about Canada. Who knows what the tagline is for this show, Trevor? Because I don't know yet. But it is that. We don't know shit about Canada. And throughout the next 1,647 episodes, yes, Trevor, that's what you signed up for. We'll find out everything. Woo-hoo! In time. There is
honestly
a lot
the
to
way,
learn.
The way I love phrasing it to friends and family when I tell them about the show is this: we're just two idiots learning about Canada. That's all it is.
Dude,
then once in a while we say something really smart and you're like, holy shit, these guys, they did it.
They did it. These two idiots who don't know shit about Canada. I fuck with that too. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Today, a little bit different. I don't know how different. Who knows how this show is made? But we're just going to have a candid talk. Let's talk about it. Racism in Canada. This comes up after I had a great weekend. Fortunate to have just the best weekend of my life. And then getting back to the phone towards the end of the trip and realizing that Meanwhile in Canada was trending. I had the craziest weekend of my life and I didn't look much at my phone. I literally had to like blink a couple times because I'm like, yo, is our show trending right now? What's going on? I wasn't on my phone once the whole weekend. And I realized it's Meanwhile in Canada trending. Not Meanwhile in Canada yet, Meanwhile in Canada. Click on it and I realized that it's a conversation and a debate about the comparison. And the comparison to what? The Canada and U.S. And then it led to the conversation about, yo, Canada is not immune to racism. It really isn't. And everything from the present to the past, and Canada's had a dark past. We talked about it. John A. McDonald, that dude. We talked about it in a couple episodes ago. Canada's had a really dark past. And the conversation must be had. What's the deal with racism in Canada?
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing in Canada for everyone that wants to say Canada is this hunky-dory, fun-loving nation. I mean, they're right to some extent, but to say that there's no racism up here is completely false. Like we touched on with John A. McDonald, there's been racism going on in Canada since before Canada was a country. Natives were being marginalized and pushed into reserves, starved. In other words, wars against the natives in the early days of John A. McDonald. And then, of course, the tragedy of the residential schools throughout all the 20th century. There was certainly racism when the Japanese and the Chinese came here. And even in present day as well, like, we're not a perfect country, man. I know there was some stuff being tweeted out about how, you know, again, black people are more likely to be shot by police in Toronto on average. So, I mean, yeah, we're certainly not immune to it up here, man. And it's a scary time, but you know, these things need to happen for change to be enforced, man. And it's an interesting topic too, because a guy like me, you know, like the whitest dude of all time, I feel like,
yeah, you are the whitest dude of all time. You are
the whitest dude,
yes,
of all time.
100%. This guy went to a Halloween party dressed up as Shaggy, and it worked. He looked identical to not only Shaggy the cartoon, but the real life Shaggy in the actual real movie of Scooby-Doo. That's how white Trevor Beggs is, okay? Come on.
That was me and my whitest, man. I've had some white fuck Harry Potter. How about Harry Potter, man? that's pretty fucking white Halloween costume. Oh, man.
I love it.
Yeah, those are some of my best costumes, I'm sure. Harry Potter, Shaggy, whitest costumes of all time, let's be real. But I think the point is, too, though, that, you know, me as a white man, like, I need to speak out. I need to do my part. We need to enforce change, but at the same time, a lot of these white people speaking out, I feel like a lot of the opinions don't really matter, especially when they're kind of like, oh, I stand with black people, but, as we've seen guys like Tony D'Angelo of the New York Rangers do, and other Republican-loving people. I mean, I think racism today in 2020 in Canada and the States isn't so much about, you know, we hate black people. It's, you know, I like black people, but like that's today's racism. And it's still racism. When you're making excuses, it's fucking
bullshit.
Racism.
It's bullshit, yeah. And you said something about how you feel like you need to speak up more on it. Dude, I'm a fucking 27-year-old Fijian Hindu who's never spoke up on it. I'm on the same boat. Different color of skin, and I understand the politics between the different color of skin that we have, but at the same time, as humans, same boat. I've never done shit about it. It's time to learn about it, because this is actually some bullshit and justice and just standing up for rightfulness and with the black people. It has to happen. And I'm guilty of having to wait this long. It's been around us forever, and I waited this long. Unfortunately, it is what it is, and now we just got to learn more. It's crazy, and now we're gonna learn more about Canada and its relationship with racism. And yeah, it is there. I'm reading this from the Canadian Human Rights Commission, and they released a statement. And I'll do my best to give it a good read through, okay? I'll do my best. Trevor, wish me luck.
I wish you luck, buddy. I know you're going to kill it.
Okay, in light of the anti-racism protests taking place this week across the U.S., Canada, and the world, Landry, did I call her Laundry?
You did say call her Laundry. Yeah, you fucked it up already, but keep going.
It's okay. Okay, Claude Landry, Chief Commissioner of the Canadian Human Rights Commission, releases the following statement. It is time for all Canadians to acknowledge that anti-black racism is pervasive in Canada. In fact, the belief that there is little to no racism in Canada in itself is a barrier to addressing it. As millions of people around the world... Yo, WhatsApp, shut up! Shut up, WhatsApp! It's important right now. My bad, people. Okay, as millions of people around the world unite to speak out against the killing of George Floyd, many are grappling with grief, anger, and anxiety. The commission extends its deepest sympathy to the... Okay, you read it above there. Okay? In fact, the belief that there is little to no racism in Canada is in itself a barrier to addressing it. Learning more. I'm not going to act like I stood behind that or... and fully on that boat right now. I'm learning about this and feeling different about it, feeling the right way about it. And the best way to fix a problem that's needing to be fixed for the entire world, just discrimination in general, prejudice, racism, just bullshit, we have to look at ourselves in the mirror, especially those who've never done anything about it, talking to myself. So this is a very important time to learn more and listen and learn. It's the least, yo, bro, it's the least we can do. I think I read a tweet talking about those who are just learning about racism and the reality with racism are in privilege, in a privileged situation, because fuck, man.
Yeah.
It hurts because it's not about me. It's not fucking about me. I'm fucking guilty. I'm so much in regret that I can't do more. Because yeah, my best is just learning right now. That is a privileged state of situation right now. It's just fuck, man. Black people matter.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I wouldn't say that all you can do is just learning. And I know lots of people are talking about organizations you can donate to. And I think the main thing is just really being vigilant all the time and fucking shaming those who are being racist. Like, I got no problem calling a fucking racist a racist, you know? Like, some of these people just need to learn, man. And like I said before, I do think there's an understated racism sometimes. Obviously, police brutality is pretty obvious. But when people like Tony Dandler are saying, oh, I like black people, I have African-American friends, but you know, these protests shouldn't be happening. And I'm paraphrasing. I think he was talking about the peaceful protest versus things getting violent.
Hey, be careful with those fucking paraphrases around this time, okay? Just saying. My God.
But Tony D'Angelo was talking about the fact that he didn't like that there were violent protests and people tearing up America. But again, a lot of that's from police acting as well. You had Donald Trump tear gassing crowds. I was watching videos from Sacramento where the crowds being tear gassed when they were peaceful. You know, there was another guy in Louisiana who was shot dead. Like all this shit's happening, and it's not helping the situation, man. So again, I just don't like when white people, especially people of privilege, go out and say like, oh, I like African Americans, but I don't like these protests. And there's one other thing I wanted to bring up too. Go back to the Canadian angle on this. A well-known Canadian journalist called Rex Murphy. You watch CBC growing up, you might have heard of this guy. He usually has a little segment on there. Now, he wrote a column this week, and it was titled, Canada is not a racist country, despite what liberals say. And the crux of the argument was just so tone deaf. He's talking about the good things that Canada are doing, but my problem with it is he's supposed to be one of the most respected journalists in the business, although I know he's an old white dinosaur. But the problem with that column is that he's completely downplaying the situation that's going on. This isn't a time to be fucking downplaying things. Do something. Speak up. Don't fucking downplay it, especially if you're a white man of privilege.
Downplay. That's a very important and strong phrase in relationship to this conversation. And I was definitely on that side looking at the proof of downplaying it before this week. Guilty. Like I said, guilty. Because I would say that, you know, yes, racism is in Canada, but that would have been me. That would have been me. And we just read that statement from the Human Rights Commission from Canada, and they talked about if you believe that there's little to no racism, just not taking it serious just in general, it becomes a barrier to addressing it. This is deep, you know? This is deep. This is stuff that I'm finally learning. It's hard for me to say that because it's just that's bullshit. That's bullshit on my part, you know, being a bad human.
Well, I wouldn't be hard on yourself because, you know, we're lucky people. We come from good upbringings. We grew up in good old Canada. But we just didn't grow up in these situations where it affected us. And sometimes it takes something like this, unfortunately, for the whole world to wake the fuck up and realize what's going on.
I think it's different with me. And again, Trevor Beggs is my brother for life. Okay. That's the type of guy Trevor always been with me. You know, he's like, don't be hard yourself, blah, 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 all this shit. I get it. I love Trevor. That's my guy. I talked about this on Loki. Weird spot in my life in 2014, 2015. And I was blessed to, you know, recognize hip hop being so influential, and I used it to get my life on track. Literally, like hip hop was everything. Okay, got me to a place where I started believing again. Okay, in that time, met a whole bunch of new people. Life changed. Life was great. Hip hop created by Black people. Look at my life with sports. I love sports. That's my escape. I love everything I do. I love putting the work in, but I love sports. I need sports. That's my escape. Some of my favorite athletes, Black people. They've been, most importantly, let me say this, my friends, my fucking friends, people, real fucking people, okay? Not to say that musicians and producers and athletes aren't real people. I'm talking about my friends, people I know, Black people. This stuff has been happening for a long time. So obviously, like, now I've woken up. It took this long. I'm a fucking man, 27-year-old man. I just woke up now. It's some bullshit. Let's be real. This stuff has been happening forever. I know how to use the internet. I've seen everything. It is what it is. But I do think, you know, it's been hard for me. A part of me does, I don't know, Trevor. This is hard to say. Maybe it's because I've said, you know, how much I love the world. And I, you know, I just takes pride in being a good human. And it just hit me, you know, there's so much more I could do. And there's so much more I should have done. And at the end of the day, like I said, one thing that I'm trying to control now is learn more about it and listen. Fuck the butt. Yo, I'm a Hindu, a Findu, brown skin. I was saying the butt thing about Canada. Real talk. Oh, there's racism in Canada, really, but it's not that. You know what I'm saying, though? You know what I'm saying? I was saying the butt thing, too. I know. It's funny. Butt thing.
I have a hard time not calling you out on saying fuck the butt twice in a row.
It's all good, brother. Really, meanwhile, Canadian. Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen. man.
Well, again, you know, I'm glad you're waking up. I'm glad that you're going to go fuck the butt. I think these are all great things for you. And I think a lot of people would be wise to take the same advice. I just want to read a couple of headlines, though, just so some of the people know about what's happened in Canada over the past couple of years in terms of, you know, police brutality and racism. There was a family of a Montreal man, black man, who was fatally shot by police, and they were sued over brutal intervention. Another black man shot by police in Toronto. Toronto officer shot another black man in 2013. He went to jail. He was just granted parole. He was in jail for less than 5 years. Toronto police accused of pushing a black woman from a balcony to her death. So these are all stories from Canada within the last 10 years. So just give you an idea, like, we're not immune to it either. Canada, it's known as an accepting country, but yeah, we'd be lying to say that there's not racism going on here as well.
Man,
that being said, there are like kind acts going on here too. So maybe
you just did the butt thing. You just did the butt thing, man. You just did the butt thing. But there it.
Hey, you got it on my mind.
Hey, it's a work in
progress. That was subconscious too.
Hey, like us, bro. It's okay, man. We human. We human. We just, you know, admittingly so. Or yeah, it's gonna happen, bro. It's stupid. Don't worry. You know, don't worry, because I'm gonna slip up like that too. It's a lifestyle change. It's real shit. Real shit, man. Real shit. Shout out the human race, man.
Yeah, shout out the human race, doing some good things.
And fuck the butt. Real talk.
And fuck the butt.
It sounds stupid, but real talk.
Fuck the butt. Are you a fan of fucking the butt? Can we talk about that on the show?
No. I'm actually not, yo.
That's fair.
I feel as if that's a. I feel as if that's a drunk thing. I'm not judging.
Yeah, it really depends on the girl. In my experience, some girls love it. Some girls not a big fan. Fair enough. So, but yeah, it does go hand in hand with, you know, getting a little crazy, which often involves alcohol. Man, just the way the world works.
Exactly, 100%.
You got any good stories from your weekend that you want to share on the podcast here?
Okay,
any good Canadian stories from a Canadian boy in the woods?
Hey, I said it. One of the best weekends of my life. Fortunate to say that. Great times, Trevor. I looked out to think about what I was about to say. Then I realized, should I be saying this? Why not? Okay, why not? ATVing. Ripping it up. First time ATVing in the woods of Canada. Canada! Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woods. I'm going to say that, okay? And the animals. Seeing bears. Seeing deer. I was so close to a fucking deer. That shit was beautiful. I never realized how beautiful that animal is. That's a beautiful fucking animal. Shout out to deers, but we scared it. We're such dicks, okay? They're chilling out. We're on the ATVs. ATVs. Did I say ATVers?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, you did. That's all right.
Polaris, if you're listening to me, maybe you want to make a machine and call it the ATVers, you know? Woo, that could be something, okay? But yeah, the deers are chilling. We're on the ATVs, the side-by-sides. We're taking photos. Just loving the view. And then we rip it past them, you know? Not like they run away. You know, they were just chilling. We could have gone the other way. We're being dickheads. Just dickheads, you know, driving through with loud fucking vehicles. They run away. Just a bizarre time, man. Bizarre time. I never thought that I would enjoy ATVing that much in the woods of Canada, 70 Mile House, that much. You know, I didn't know I needed this trip. It was the most fun ever, and did some mushrooms.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Mushrooms are always fun as long as you don't do too much.
Didn't do too much, and didn't drive the ATVs on the mushrooms, but
yeah, it's just smart.
Listening to Tame Impala. That's the thing, bro. Man. Oh, fuck Tame Impala. Meanwhile, Canadian, we talking about Canada? Yo, we got to talk about Jack Soul, yo. This song, Still Believe in Love, Still Believe in Love, played so many times throughout the weekend. Bro, I'm not kidding you, man. And I know there's so much irony in that statement because we're listening to this song and loving it. We're immune to what's happening in the real world. I'm telling you, bro, maybe it was the shrooms. Maybe it was the view. Maybe it was the music. Maybe it was the food. Maybe it was the company. But there was no need to be on your phone, to be connected. Like, you were just stuck in that moment, and it was the best moment ever. That's why, in my opinion, it was it was a perfect weekend because it felt the way I envision life feeling at its climax. You know, that's just great views, great people, great music, you know, just a good time. And this song, Still Believe in Love, ironically was just the theme, bro. And it's such a beautiful song. It's such a beautiful song, bro. It's
I know we talked about it about 2 weeks ago now. And
last week. We talked about it last week, brother.
Was it only last week? Oh,
yes.
Shit, time flies by. Was it a song that you knew of before?
No.
Holy shit, that's awesome, man.
No way. Canadian artist, rest in peace, Jack Soul, would still believe in love. And you know what, bro? Maybe we'll go to the next segment on this point. In time, it may take a long time. It may take a long time, real facts, because the world is still so far away from figuring this all out. How to be nice to each other. All of us on the same fucking page as human beings. It may take a long time, but I do hope that one day we can all listen to Still Believe in Love. All at the same time. And just agree.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope so. I still believe in love. I do think there's always going to be disagreements in the world, and that's fine. That's just the way the world works. But there's no need to be fucking racist to each other anymore. We're all human beings. We're all connected, man. So I don't know.
Somehow, I hope we
get past this. I hope the whole system changes in the States and in Canada too. I know police gotta realize that they can't just abuse their power and do what they want. You know, violence should be
a last measure, not a first choice.
Man.
Justice, man. Justice. I can't speak too much on it because I'm just learning about it, but that's just
Of course. You're in the forest doing mushrooms, and now you're coming back to this show and trying to talk on it. Like, I'm impressed. I'm proud of you, bro.
That's a big part of this, too. Is it, you know, quote unquote, or just remove the quotations, is it black and white? Sure, it is. But a lot of this is justice. Justice. Fucking justice, bro. For murder. Stupid, man. Stupid.
Yeah, the world needs to be a better place, man. And people, just do your part, whether that's donating, whether that's protesting, whether that's just being a good fucking human being. Just do your damn part. We can all play a part here.
Yeah, man. Being good people. Do your part. Yeah, do your part. Change. Learn more. Do what you can.
Or keep doing what you're doing. A lot of people are good people, man. I think we forget about that and all this sometimes.
Trevor, you're doing the butt thing. You're doing the butt thing, man.
What can I say, man? I like to fuck the butt.
Hey, okay. Let's move on to the next segment. French lessons. Hey, it is what it is. Meanwhile, Canada. Posted Up Network. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Two idiots. Two dumbasses. Two friends. It's almost been a decade, man. How are we going to celebrate that? Two friends learning about this nation that they live in, Canada. And like I said before, we have 1,600 episodes left on the contract. So we're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn everything, bro. We're going to learn everything. After the 1,600th episode, we'll come to our conclusion. Are we proud? Are we really proud to be Canadian? We'll find out. But first, let's do this. French lessons. And how do you say it in French again?
En français, s'il vous plaît. Well, I don't know about lessons, but I just say French, please.
There it is. Let's do this on Meanwhile in Canada.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Yes, yes. You really think you know French? This is when Trevor and I go at it. Yes, we go right into the ring and compete and show our real love for Canada, because French is that other language to me. It's been English. I've ignored French. I failed the classes in high school. And if we're going to learn about Canada, we got to speak the language. I say a sentence in French. Trevor tries guessing it in English, vice versa. Whoever wins by guessing the correct sentence gets a point. Whoever gets to 100 points first wins a trip to Montreal. Right now, I think am I leading 3-2-1?
You're up.
Hey, the Findu. Yeah. The Findu. Is beating the white Canadian? I don't know. I don't know what to say these days, man. I'm learning. Okay, so do you want to go first?
Sure, man. Why not? I'll go first.
Okay, cool.
Put you under some pressure. I still think this is a bit of an easy one. In fact, I think this is a message from my mother-in-law to her 8-year-old grandson, so it shouldn't be that hard. Qui fais-tu? plus tard ce soir.
Qui fais-tu?
No, sorry, I should say that one more time. Sorry, it would be que fais-tu plus tard ce soir?
Que fais-tu plus tard? Okay. Fuck, I have no idea. I'm gonna guess. Have you ever wanted to go to Pluto?
Not quite.
What is it? What is it?
What are you doing later tonight?
Okay. All right.
You were not close, but that's okay. Maybe you're going to Pluto later tonight.
I thought that's what you were talking about only because I know that there's some space stories going around right now and rocket ships doing what rocket ships do, and that's fly to space. So
Tesla.
I heard Plutard. Plutard, is that what you said? Plutard?
Yeah, Plutard. Yeah, you're
Plutard.
Right.
So I thought, I was like, okay, Pluto. Pluto. It was either that or mustard or something. I don't know. Plutard. I don't know, Brett. Right, okay. Let's see if you get this. Right. I don't think you're getting this. Okay, J. Regarde, naufrage, c'est weekend.
J'ai regardé.
Naufrage.
What did you say?
Naufrage.
Naufrage?
Okay, let me translate this.
J'ai regardé naufragé ce week-end. J'ai regardé naufragé ce week-end.
I don't know what fragé means, but you're saying I am watching something this weekend.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to be Canadian and just give you I'm going to give you two hints. Two hints, because you're mostly right. I'm going to give you a couple hints, because I'm Canadian, to help you guess what I was watching, okay? Okay? Tom Hanks, first clue.
Okay.
I don't want to make it too easy for you now, okay?
Frage.
Porta potty.
Yeah, Castaway. I was watching Castaway this weekend.
Oh, you got
it. Holy shit. I feel like I was on a cold streak, man, but I appreciate the love there.
Oh, man. Hey. You know what? I was going to say something, but I was going to say but. I'm working on it, okay? I'm working on it.
Is that the thing now? Every time someone says the word but,
it was going to be one of those blah, 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 Canada, but blah, blah. You know? Okay?
Yeah.
You know, we're working on it. We're learning here on Meanwhile Canada. Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen. Trevor just picked up his third dub. Ties it up. And you know what, bro? I had to help you out there. Only because I was feeling Canadian. Let's do it, okay? Okay, being nice to my people. Somehow, some way. Gotta be nice. Let's move on to the last segment. Hey, what's popping? We talk about pop culture and what's going on in the world of pop culture in the present and the past. Just, you know, shed some light on those Canadians, okay? Here on Meanwhile in Canada.
Oh, what an intro, man. What an intro. I love hearing that every goddamn time. You know, what's popping? Again, we talk about pop culture here in Canada. Sometimes it's a lighter way to end the show, and I kind of think that was fair to maybe shed some light on some of the good work that some of the Canadian celebrities are doing. Yes, Canadian celebrities. We have celebrities from Canada up here. So I really just wanted to talk about a few Canadians, what they're doing with charities either recently or in the past. And one of the first guys I want to bring up is Ryan Reynolds. So Ryan Reynolds, Pride of Vancouver, BC. Him and his wife, Blake Lively, just donated $200,000 to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund for the George Floyd protests.
What does that stand for? NAACP. We got to learn.
You're doing terrific.
I know.
Come on, Trevor. Come on, man.
Yeah, I didn't have that ready, man. What can I say?
Put you on the spot.
It's for an organization that has helped defending protesters who are being charged in the wake of the George Floyd
riots. Beautiful. Ryan Reynolds. Still haven't watched Deadpool. Is that what it's called?
You never watched Deadpool? One or two.
And I've seen like 20-minute sequences in both movies, and I know they're really good. But yo, shout out to the Vancouver native. He's actually showcased during Canuck games. here at Rogers Arena in Vancouver, British Columbia, eating pucks.
Pucks? What a guy, man.
On the Jumbotron.
Yeah, you've been up there once or twice, man.
Rogers Arena. Hey, hockey's coming back, Canada. Hockey's coming back, Canada. Hockey's coming back.
Who have we been waiting for?
Le Habitant. Is that how you say it? The Canadians? They're in the playoffs.
Le Habitant. Hey, do you know how to say it's a goal in French?
C'est la boue.
C'est la boue. I used to love watching the Montreal Canadiens games in French, Channel 7 growing up. It was always a blast, man.
RDS.
Is that
great,
man.
Is that racist?
Yeah, probably a little bit. I'm sorry.
Come on, man. You gotta learn, bro. No, we're Canadian. We're Canadian. We're allowed to do that.
I just shouted out Patrice Brisebois. Come on.
Hey, man. We're allowed to do that. We're Canadian. Okay? We're Canadian.
No, we're not allowed to do that, man.
Oh, we're not? We're not.
No, we're not. Just to backtrack, the NAACP is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in America. So now we're talking about the NAACP. I also want to talk about Ryan Reynolds. He's known for supporting a ton of charities, and one actually I sort of have a personal connection to, which is kind of weird. But so Ryan Reynolds is really big into funding research for Parkinson's disease. So his dad had Parkinson's. And when I was in my teens, I was a janitor and I cooked at a retirement home. And Ryan Reynolds, now I learned that it's actually his dad. I learned this today. Ryan Reynolds' dad's lived there. It was Jim Reynolds. He passed away from Parkinson's in 2015.
Rest in peace.
But yeah, he lived in my care home. Jim Reynolds did. And apparently Ryan Reynolds would come and visit at night, obviously, when there weren't as many staff. But I'd have all these like giggly Filipino nurses come up to me and be like, oh, we met Ryan Reynolds, and then show me the photo. It was a good time, man. So, I mean, yeah, he's been doing a lot of good work there. And I honestly didn't know that Jim Reynolds was his dad. So one of the carriages there told me it was his uncle. But then when I looked it up today, I was like, holy shit, that was his dad. So, yeah, Ryan Reynolds' dad was a resident in my first job.
Great story.
But big doing a lot of work there in terms of donating to Parkinson's. So another great Canadian doing some work is Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, man. Let me go to Seth Rogen, another Vancouver native.
Hey, showing the West Coast love. I fuck with it. The West Coast bias, baby. It transfers itself over from the other network to here. I fuck with it.
Yeah, it's show the West. Well, this is not the show of the West Coast bias, but fuck it. We have the West Coast bias ingrained in our nature,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, bro. So it is the show of the West Coast bias, man.
I guess it is the show of the West Coast bias. There we go. Yeah, but Seth Rogen, he's big into donating to Alzheimer's research. He's donated to a variety of Alzheimer's foundations, and he actually created his own Alzheimer's foundation in 2017. It's called the Hilarity for Charity Foundation, and they hold yearly fundraisers. And he gets comedians together, and they have a night that, with all proceeds, going to Alzheimer's research. So Seth Rogen, I think he's always been known to be a good guy. And then, you know, he drives a Toyota Yaris, apparently. That was from a few years back.
Great story, buddy. Great story. Seth Rogen's actually one of my favorite fucking actors, or just favorite people, man. Favorite people. Shout out to the West Coast, man. Vancouver. Yeah, man. Straight up.
Yeah. There you go, man. It's... And I will shout out, last but not least, your boy Drake. He did contribute $1 million from the God's Plan video that went to homeless shelters, paying for students' tuition, groceries for people in need, and people in poverty. So your boy Drake, I'm gonna give him some love after beating you on our little Drake versus Rush debate. So I wanna just give Drake a little bit of love.
Hey man, he's our Canadian boy Drake. Okay? He's done his donations, and I think he did donate, you know, physically through a receipt, $100,000 to one of these charities that help out with the George Floyd fund and all those different things that are going on with those different charities. The Weeknd dishing out the money. Just a whole bunch of people doing their thing from Canada, doing their thing from around the world. This is just a week in the world to reflect. I've noticed that some people, they get mad though. They get mad though when celebrities are quote unquote doing nothing about it. How do you know they're doing nothing? Just because they're not posting a receipt? And I have nothing against those who post a receipt online. That's cool too. You're spreading the awareness. Let's get it going. That's a beautiful thing. Some people, you know, they may not be 100% comfortable with that, even through something like this. And some people may think that's fucked up, but it is what it is. You don't know who's helping out sometimes. You know, I know we live in a fast-paced world and we want answers. We want fucking answers, 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 answers right away. Sometimes you won't get your answer physically through your own eyes, but people are putting in work. People are putting in work that they're helping out. And I just don't need that receipt shown to me to assume the worst.
Yeah, and it's shitty that people do need that receipt, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you got nothing better to do than to fucking patronize celebrities online because they're supposedly not donating because they haven't posted anything? Like, give me a fucking break,
man. Give me a fucking break, yo. That's the lamest shit ever, bro. Lamest shit ever. Lamest shit ever, but, you know, what do we know? What do we know? We're learning. Maybe all the awareness is fucking really, really needed, you know? So it's just one of those things. Again, I'm coming from a privileged point of view, but I just want to speak from my gut right now. It sounds so selfish, but I'm excited to learn more because it's so necessary, and it's just so necessary, man. We should all strive to be good human beings. And again, I'm coming from a point of not facing racism or not going through what the black people are going through. Fuck, man. It's hard to say, man. It's hard to say. You know, I get disappointed in myself, but it is, fuck. Unfortunately, it is what it is. It is what it is. Let's just move forward and be good humans. Be good humans.
Yeah. I don't even know if I want to say it is what it is because, you know, I want there to be fucking change, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about cops killing black guys who are innocent. I don't want to hear about cops killing anyone unless they're fucking, you know, they're shooters or something like that, you know? Cops should only be using violence as a last resort necessity, man. But I just feel like a lot of these guys, I don't know if they're not well trained enough.
They're idiots, man. They're idiots.
Yeah. I don't know about Canada as much, actually, but I know, like, John Oliver's done some stuff reporting in the States about police accountability and sheriffs. There's some good videos there about what's going on in America.
I saw a video today, man. Just a similar situation. I don't think it led to a death. I don't think at all. It would have been everywhere. But I saw this video, and it came out of Durham, Ontario. Yeah, it was you know, brutality, police brutality, excessive force on a black kid. So it's just stupid, man. It's stupid. Yeah, just stupid, man. Stupid.
You know what, man?
Yeah.
All this shit needs to end. And whenever a cop is feeling like they're having a violent day and they're about to snap, they need to just
quit.
Throw on the jack.
They need to quit. They need to quit. They need to fucking quit. You're a cop. You have to have that hero mentality. Hero mentality. It's a sacrifice. Like, you know, we understand you're putting your life on the line. You have to want to do that. Want to do that without any, you know, obligation for compensation, you know? It's just something that you're born with or something, because those shouldn't be our cops. Those shouldn't be the representatives of enforcement or law. You know, it just, no, 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 no. No, man. Easy for me to say. I know I'm coming and talking on a fucking microphone at some nice-ass studio, but that's a very important job. Very important job, and it should be occupied by those who want to be heroes, and love being heroes. And fuck, man, it's rest in peace to everyone. Fucking, just hard to say, man. Rest in peace to everyone that's been legit taken advantage of. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Bro. Yeah, systematic change throughout the world. And like, I know your point was a lot better than mine. I was going to say the cops need to bump a little. Still Believe in Love by Jack Soul. Like, you can't be in a bad mood after hearing that fucking song. So
you can't, man. You can't. You can't. That's a man. That's a. I would love to, you know, in the next life, if me and Jack Soul ever meet, I want to talk to him about where he was, what he was feeling exactly. Like, I want to know how that song came out to be the way it became, because it sounds as if he really believed in that. You know, he believed in love, and he wanted every. That's the thing. The song is okay, still believe in love, and he believed in that, but it sounded as if he wanted everyone to know.
Yeah,
that you should.
Well,
too.
It's fun. It's a interesting song too, because he's kind of singing about heartbreak.
Yes,
and the girl breaking out with him, man. She threw out all his CDs and DVDs.
Yeah, man.
But he still believes in love, so you know he overcame those obstacles to still believe in love. So
just like Tom Hanks,
as that may seem,
just like Tom Hanks overcame his obstacles and found a way back home, man. Castaway. What a movie! What a movie! What a movie!
Yeah, you know what? Never seen it.
What? Dude, yeah, get out of here. Call the wife up. Make her a late dinner, a second dinner. Cozy up and watch that movie.
Yeah, I should watch it. I know it's a classic.
You should, man.
So I've been told.
It's cool, man. It's cool. I mean, could I ever, you know, survive 1,000 days stranded on a fucking island with limited resources and some FedEx packages and coconuts? No. But this dude did it. And he did it for, bro, he did it because he still believed in love. Wow.
Still believe in love, man.
Wow.
That's what the world needs to do. Still believe in love. If you don't believe in love, go fucking believe in it. It's out there.
Straight up, straight up. That was Meanwhile in Canada.
And don't be a fucking racist.
Don't be a fucking racist. Don't be a fuck. Just and learn more. I gotta get out of here, man. I'm just gonna ramble on more. I think what's been said has been said, and let's just learn more and say more later. My name Kyle Bowen. That was Trevor Beggs, Posted Up Network, Meanwhile in Canada. Two idiots learning about this country that they live in. And we'll learn everything because we're doing 1,600 episodes. This airs every Thursday. Tomorrow on the network, we got This or That. Haven't decided what episode we're going to release. We have a lot of competitors, okay? We'll figure it out. Go check it out on Friday. And then every Sunday, we update the Posted Up playlist. We also do a show, Connect the Dots. We connect all the dots on why the playlist is looking the way it's looking. Again, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, have a good morning, good afternoon, good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.